Welcome to the Scalable Freedom Show. I'm your host, Ellie Swift, ex-corporate marketer turned CEO, seven-figure business coach for coaches, creatives, and consultants, and program creator of the Mastermind Model. I've coached over 1,000 women to make six, multi-six, and seven figures using my signature Scalable Freedom Method. Here, I'll give you exact business strategies and lifestyle inspiration to help you do the same. Let's dive in. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Scalable Freedom Show. I am coming at you today close to 30 weeks pregnant. So as a pregnancy update, I sound like a man right now because I have been sick this week. And fam, sickness in your third trimester is not a joke. We had a bit of a scare where I spiked a fever the other night and we just had to really monitor it because apparently a fever spike is not great for Bob. I was totally fine. We just navigated the symptoms, but I had no idea as somebody who usually kind of sails through sickness because I like to think my baseline health is pretty good, had no idea how intense getting sick could be in your third trimester. And it's definitely something that I have had to navigate this last week. So I am here with you. You're just dealing with me sounding a little bit more like a man than a woman today. But it is still me, Ellie, here with all the good info and content for you. I'm coming out of the other side of this now, which is fabulous. Also want to do a shout out to those of you who are signed up with me for the six-figure mastermind challenge, which is being run next week or this week, depending on when you listen to this episode. If you haven't already, make sure you get in that room with me. You can over at ellieswift.com/challenge. We've got about 500 people in the room at the time of recording this, that I know when you listen to this will likely be closer to 1,000, and I'm only taking the first 1,000 people free. So make sure you don't miss out. Now, let's kick off the episode today. I wanted to talk about how to know when a mastermind is right for your business. So this episode's inspired by the fact that this is something that I get asked a lot, which is, I'm not fully booked yet. Is a mastermind right for my business? Or I don't have a big list yet. Is a mastermind right for my business? Or I'm not in a mastermind myself. Is a mastermind right for my business? So let's just caveat first of all, A, you do not need to wait until you're fully booked to start a mastermind. B, you do not need a huge list to start a mastermind. C, you do not actually need to even be in a mastermind yourself. And I say that because I had never been in a mastermind myself. You might have heard me speak to this before, that I actually started my mastermind off the back of the fact that I had never ever known or seen a mastermind, which was the type of mastermind I wanted to be in personally. And so I went ahead and created the experience that I had been searching for other people. Now, there are five specific ways to know whether a mastermind is right for your business. And I'm going to take you through those five right now. So you might want to, as we go through, you might find that you tick one of these boxes or you tick all five of these boxes. It doesn't need to be that you tick all of them, but if you resonate with any of these five, you're going to recognize whether a mastermind is for you or not. Okay, let's dive in. Okay, so the first way to know whether a mastermind might be right for you is you're currently working one-to-one with clients and you have a proven methodology or a process. So picture this, you are on calls with one-to-one clients, perhaps many calls per day, and you know that there's so much that you could combine into a group setting that would fast track your time and their process. You also know just how much them being in the room with other people like them would support them. If that's you, it sounds like a mastermind could be the perfect fit for your business. So you know that there is something that you could teach instead of one-to-one on repeat hundreds of times a month. You could teach it once, to that full group, and you know that they're also going to learn more because they're all going through it together, rather than it being something that you speak to or coach around or mentor around consistently on one-to-one calls. That's the first way to know if a mastermind is right for your business. And for me personally, that was something that I was really starting to experience a lot.
If you're starting or scaling your mastermind in 2024, I have the ultimate free experience for you. I've created the Six-Figure Mastermind Challenge. Being hosted in mid-April by me, this is a free 3-day training where I'm going to take you inside how to create a best practice six-figure mastermind. You will learn how to create a mastermind experience that you can sell, deliver, and scale. The first 1,000 people sign up free. Jump on over to ellieswift.com/challenge to register now. If you've been to any of my challenges before, you will know that we are known for making them insanely valuable and really leaving it all on the table for you. So come along and join me, ellieswift.com/challenge. I'll see you there.
The second reason is you have enough community to convert into a mastermind. Now, this is where you don't have to be fully booked. And this trips up a lot of people. You do not have to be fully booked with one-to-one clients. Some people may start a mastermind because they are. I actually had to get to that point of being like, oh, I can't take on any more one-to-one, to know that I needed to make a change. In hindsight, I wish I'd actually started a mastermind sooner, because when I was fully booked, I was already burnt out. And so for me, it would have actually been more effective for me to start a mastermind sooner. So if you currently have enough community to convert into a mastermind, that may be a sign that a mastermind is right for you. So let's look at a standard conversion rate of 2%. If you want 6 people in your first mastermind, that means having a warm audience of 300 people. So as you can see, not a huge list. I had less than 1,000 people on my email list when I ran my first mastermind of 20 signups. You don't need a huge list. What you do need is to know how to build relationships and be great at sales. This is something that I teach my students how to do. To run masterminds is to be great at high ticket selling. Okay, the third reason is that you believe in the power of groups. You don't need to have been in a mastermind yourself or be in one right now, but you do need to absolutely believe in the power of the group and a group space to run a mastermind. Something that I teach a lot is about the mindset to have to hold space in groups. And often when I talk about believing in the power of groups, people instantly assume that they need to be really capable of knowing how to run those groups and know exactly what that looks like. I have a lot of clients and students who go into masterminds feeling quite scared about holding a group space for the first time. That is a skill that you will grow with as you run your mastermind. Yes, you absolutely want to have enough confidence going in to kick off the process, but you do not have to be Jedi level at, you know, holding groups and holding group space. It's something that you will learn as you go, and that is totally okay. And the fourth one is that it fits your model. So perhaps right now you run a membership or low ticket, or conversely, you run just premium one-to-one, and you know that you want another way to serve your clients in a high level way. If that's the case, a mastermind may be the perfect fit for you. So it may be something that is a really clear next step in your value ladder for your clients. Or if you're currently working one-to-one, you might know that you want to keep one-to-one only reserved for a certain type of client, and that there's a specific process and mastermind that you would love for your clients to go through first before they come into one-to-one. So these are all examples of ways that my clients and students have incorporated masterminds specifically into their model. Okay, the last one is, you want a way to make monthly recurring revenue that isn't just dependent on your time. Now, a lot of people rely completely on one-to-one for their monthly recurring revenue in their business, which often leads to a lot of burnout and depletion. Masterminds are one of the best ways to create monthly recurring revenue in your business through scale. So when I say through scale, I mean through less time and more revenue. So if you want to have monthly recurring revenue that is not tied to one-to-one and is not tied to lower ticket offers, so for example, an ongoing membership, a mastermind is likely going to be a really great offer for you in your business. Okay, so let's summarize 5 ways to know whether a mastermind is right for you in your business. The first is that you're working one-to-one with clients and have a proven methodology or process. The second is you have enough community to convert into a mastermind. The third is that you believe in the power of groups. The fourth is that it fits your model. And the fifth is that you want a way to make monthly recurring revenue that isn't just dependent on your time. Okay, if you are not already, make sure that you go ahead and sign up for the Six Figure Mastermind Challenge, which we are going to be running next week if you're listening to this episode in real time, or this week. It kicks off on the 15th of April. We have hundreds of people signed up, if not like nearly at 1,000 or over 1,000 at this point. So make sure you come along and register. It is going to be absolutely incredible. I am leaving it all on the table in this challenge. And I'm so glad that I've been unwell now and I'm going to have the most perfect voice again by the time we kick off this training, which I cannot wait for. So jump on over to ellieswift.com/challenge and make sure you're registered. I can't wait. I will see you there. Have the best day ahead.